Paradise Regained by John Milton. Read by Anton Lesser. The First Book. I, who erewhile the happy garden sung by one man's disobedience lost, now sing recovered paradise to all mankind, by one man's firm obedience fully tried through all temptation, and the tempter, foiled in all his wiles, defeated and repulsed, and Eden raised in the waste wilderness. Thou, Spirit, who ledst this glorious eremite into the desert, his victorious field against the spiritual foe, and broughtst him thence by proof the undoubted Son of God, inspire, as thou art wont, my prompted song, else mute, and bear through height or depth of nature's bounds, with prosperous wing full summed, to tell of deeds above heroic, though in secret done, and unrecorded left through many an age, worthy to have not remained so long unsung. Now had the great proclaimer, with a voice more awful than the sound of trumpet, cried, "Repentance, and heaven's kingdom nigh at hand to all baptized." To his great baptism flocked with awe the regions round, and with them came from Nazareth the son of Joseph deemed to the flood Jordan, came as then obscure, unmarked, unknown. But him the Baptist soon descried, divinely warned, and witness bore as to his worthier, and would have resigned to him his heavenly office. Nor was long his witness unconfirmed. On him baptized, heaven opened, and in likeness of a dove the Spirit descended, while the Father's voice from heaven pronounced him his beloved Son. That heard the adversary, who, roving still about the world, at that assembly famed would not be last, and, with the voice divine nigh thunderstruck, the exalted man, to whom such high attest was given, a while surveyed with wonder. Then, with envy, fraught, and rage, flies to his place, nor rests, but in mid-air, to counsel, summons all his mighty peers, within thick clouds and dark tenfold involved, a gloomy consistory. And them amidst, with looks aghast and sad, he thus bespake.